Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so much to say to those who love him, to those who seek him. Those who seek the Lord and those who are relentless about seeking the Lord will learn whatever it is they want to learn. They will find the answers they need in this life. Every blessing of God helps us to do the actions of love. Love has purpose. If you desire to have a purpose for life, fill it with the love of God. It works always. It works when nothing else does. If you're a teacher, my mother was a teacher, good one. She made sure her students learned. She knew that learning was key. She believed in education. Her heart was in education. And she saw what education could do for people. And she didn't leave God out. She taught her students many principles. When you love your students, when you love people, you are automatically motivated in a godly fashion. You're motivated according to the we're motivated when we walk in love. We're motivated by what motivates God. The Lord He loves children. He loves people. Now, if there was no satanic interference, the Lord knows how to teach people and help them structure their life to where it will be the very best. He knows how to do it. And he can help our people bear much fruit. Be like, we bear fruit after our kind. He'll help us do the best we can. He will help us live and be the best we can be. Not just for his purposes, but for ours as well. You see, our will is shaped by his will. Our will, it's up to us too. Everything of God, you got to be willing. If he call you to the ministry, you have to be willing to do to perform the duties of ministry. If you're willing and obedient, you're going to do it with great joy. You can be obedient and reluctant. You can be willing and disobedient. You can be willing to do right and end up doing wrong, like Paul talked about in Romans chapter 8. He wasn't well satisfied with his performance. But see, people focus on the first part of what he said. He didn't stop there. He taught the next chapters, you know, the statements that followed was talking about how to overcome and win in life, even though there are evil influences out there that we get trapped in sometimes. If you continue studying the verses that follow, he talks about how to win. But cold religion focuses on things that on weakness. But the Word of God, sometimes you have to read a little longer to get the whole thought. He talked about the struggle to do right in a world that's contrary. But then he went on and taught about how to overcome the struggles. But cold religion stops too short and focuses on the troubles. See, pastors know that people go through things in life and they try to encourage them. What people have to do, you know, this is like a crash course. There's been a lot of good teaching out there, and I thank God for it. But there's been a lot of bad teaching out there. And I wish it wasn't that way. But those who love God saw through it. Even when they didn't know what to do, they sought the Lord and they exited the plan of cold religion against their lives. Everybody don't fall for the traps of Satan. They may be hindered for a while, but they get out of it. Some people get trapped, they believe it, and they're indoctrinated. But when they see more light, they come out. It always takes bravery and courage to stand for what's right when so many wonderful people have compromised. Because people don't like to shame people. If you live according to the light, you're going to shame people, which is good. You're going to embarrass people, which is good. People need to be embarrassed when they're wrong, when they have the wrong motives, the wrong desires. They need to be embarrassed and fear the God, and fear the Lord, and then love God and come out of the problem. There's no wisdom in being stuck in the mire when God is right there with you to help you out of it. I'm motivated to learn all I can about the Lord, because through that path I can be effective. He can cause me to be effective, and I desire to be effective. I love the Lord my God and King. He's my King. He's not just my Lord, He's my King. And I can't wait to obey Him. Because I know that He's got my back. I know that His intentions are perfect towards me. I trust His love. And when I get frustrated, when I don't know what to do, I know that I'm going to learn. If I could just keep seeking it, I'm going to find out. That's why I said in a few broadcasts ago that there are things that I'm believing God for now. I'm in a duration for some things, and I've seen the end result of other things. We learn who God is category by category. We hear the word precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, and we mix faith with it, and then we learn as we obey. And the Lord is returning soon, so now is the time that I am highly motivated to obey all that's in His heart, leaving nothing to chance. And I'll do it deliberately. I'm determined to deliberately obey God. And this is a good place to be at. There were times when I was satisfied where I was at in life. And the Lord called me to the ministry. I said, oh, everything's changed. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do right. So I started asking the Lord questions so that I would always obey Him. But I'm not afraid I'll disobey Him. I once was, but now I'm not. Because we receive revelation and we grow. And fear is something that I've been driving out of my life. And I have to think to remember the last time I got in fear about something. The Lord will help us overcome hurdles. When He taught me warfare, I was asking Him about how long do you fight? He said, fight till you win and then live in victory. So the same principles that I use to win, I keep them in mind, and I live in victory. Whatever you want to do, there is a way to do it, and the Lord will show you how. He's right there with you. He's not miles away. He's right there with you to coach you, help you. You just have to believe Him and receive His words in your heart. When we receive God's word in our heart, He helps us understand greater things. And He answers our present concerns and lead us to greater understanding of other things. And I thank the Lord for that. That's a blessing. And the Lord has so much to say and share with His people. cherishes us. He loves us. All the wonderful things of God are blessed. And he has so much to say. As we go forward in him, looking and learning and watching and growing, life gets better and easier. And then we begin to see things as they truly are. The victory of God, it always follows obedience. As we obey God, forms of victory happen throughout our lives. In every category, we believe God. Just because you may have strength in one area of life and greater weaknesses in others and defeat in others, that doesn't, you're still in Christ. You're not thrown away. You are still potentially a great blessing to God and a great threat to Satan. Because we win as we learn. We grow from glory to glory. There's a lot of room to grow and go forward. We're not subject to the past mistakes. We can live our lives full of victory as we endeavor to learn God's word. And many times patience is the key, being patient. Not the kind of patience that sits by doing nothing. Do all that you know to do and seek the Lord for what you may not know to do. And you're going to win, my friend. You're going to win good. Cold religion is afraid of the potential of the church. Cold religion wants to be in charge. The pride of man. And it wants to control the population. Men that don't love God, they are not industrious, and neither are they resourceful. They have to live off what exists because it's hard for them to produce life. In fact, it's impossible. Not rearing children. I'm talking about the life that makes life flow, the faith that makes life flow. They don't have it. They operate by what they see and know. They try to govern their lives by intelligence, by knowledge, by facts that they believe, the facts that they receive, and not the Word of God. It's kind of like the scientists that study creation and blame it on things beside God. I've said this before, the evolution. I don't believe nobody believe in evolution. It's just a cowardly excuse so that people can socially ignore God. It's so stupid that people are actually too smart to believe something as foolish as that. In my opinion, of course. When I was a kid and the teachers had to teach it, they didn't believe it. And they didn't even, we live in the Bible Belt, and the teachers that I had, they mentioned it, but they didn't, they did it because they were told to. Even the principal didn't believe garbage like that. That was just stupid foolishness. But because men lust after their own will, they'll rather teach lies than honor God. Cold religion is even worse. It lies against God, lies on God, presents God falsely. It's just a demon with a preacher's face. Somebody may say, "Preacher, you hate cold religion." I do. I certainly do. I hate deception because it divides people of God. It works against the body of Christ, and it's time for people to honor Him. I do hate cold religion. It's worse than the world system. You can't get any lower than a prophet that teaches lies. They're no different than Satan, in my opinion. A demon with a preacher's face. But the truth of God's word takes us to honor. It takes us forward. It brings, it causes our lives to have greater meaning. It causes our potential to soar like it's supposed to. It causes those that love God to go forward and not backward. Because the Lord put everything in our path to help us grow and go forward in life. We don't have to lack in life. Not with God standing with us. And the word of God is not written that God is far away. He's always right there with us. Emmanuel means God with us. Man with God. God with man. And the Holy Spirit is ready to guide. He's always ready to help us learn. Help us learn. Not make us learn. Help us learn. Guide us to still water. Guide us in life. Guide us to the knowledge of God. Guide us to people that can be the blessing to us that we need. Guide us to the ministry that will help us thrive in life. Guide us to all truth. Not just favorable truth, but all truth. Even truth is not favorable. And that needs to be taught. Sometimes the Holy Spirit would teach you things you wish He didn't tell you. You don't want to think the way. You wouldn't want to think about the things that some people are actually doing. The Lord took Ezekiel by the hair and showed him what the priests were doing in private, in their own imagination. The word of God said in their imagery. Now think about this for a moment. The Lord can pick a man up. He picked up Ezekiel by the hair and made him look at what they were doing. He held them by the hair, not by the shoulders, but by the hair. He couldn't turn his head. He had to look forward. He couldn't turn his head with the Lord had his hands in his hair, holding him up by his hair. He couldn't turn his head and look away. He had to observe what the Lord was showing him. He could have closed his eyes, but the Lord said, "Look what they do in secret, in their imagery." And he saw it. He saw what they did in their imaginations. And it was abomination after abomination. And then he said, "I'm going to show you more abominations that's worse than these things." And he knocked a hole in the wall and showed him all the idols and the things they were doing in secret. Now, cold religion is out there. People are doing deeds that shouldn't be done. And you who love God, who have the Holy Spirit, who have it in their heart to serve God, He will protect you. He will show you the ratness. Don't be alarmed. Don't be puzzled. You just have to, and you're going to have to take God at His word about it. You're going to have to believe Him just like you do for the things you desire to know. And to help you not walk into their trap, their snare. And the Lord showed me things, you know. He showed me things about people, even His people, that what they were doing, how they thought. So that I would know how to govern my life without falling into the same traps that they fell into and not be trapped by their schemes. I'm not saying these things lightly, and I'm not trying to pull anybody down, but there were things out there that shouldn't have been, and there are things out there now that shouldn't be. There are doctrines of devils being taught by God's people and in God's churches and in Bible seminaries. False teaching is out there, and it's Satan's secret weapon. He's trying to keep it secret, but I'm letting you know on blast that God will show you how to overcome the wiles of the devil. There are tares among the wheat. I'm sorry. But thanks be to God for his knowledge and his guidance. We overcome all forms of deception and idolatry and witchcraft. Yes, witchcraft. Witchcraft is real too. It's just the schemes of man. Demonically inspired schemes of man designed to neutralize the word of God and cause people to believe a lie. To hinder people from going forward, keep them going backwards. But the Lord our God will soon return, and many will be caught off guard. And many will be exposed for whatever it is they trust the most. It's all about love. The Lord loves us. The world does not. The world loves pride and whatever it's after. People are groomed to be selfish and divided in the world system, to have as much fun as they can at others' expense, without sorrow, without affection. If something gets weak and moves and can't perform, take its place with cold disregard. That's how Satan grooms the world. Antichrist, opposite of Christ, anti-love, anti-sacrifice. Everything is rotten, that's what the world becomes. It feeds off what is until it's no good. It's anti-Christ. See, Jesus values us, and he died for us, to give us life again, to give us the ability to be the sons of God, sons and daughters of God, to give us our position back, to give us back our place in him, to help us grow and not be tangled up with the rudiments of this world. See, the rudiments of this world is the groom of this world. The world is groomed wrong. It's set up for failure. It's set up to disregard God and live a lifestyle that can never work. In the world, when people don't, when their hearts is, when they have compassion for others, people of the world frown on that. Now, not everybody, because some people are in forms of deception. I'm talking about those who are fully persuaded by the world. If you get weak, they bury you. They if something's not quite right, they want to kill it because they can't bring it back to life. They don't believe in healing. They don't believe in people being restored, because their focus is on this world. The rudiments of this world is the groom, the way this world is groomed, governed, persuaded. It's like the family when the grandmother dies or the daddy dies. While he's in the hospital needing their prayers, they go look.